Item 7, other reports, electoral review, council size. We have council votes. As a previous, the guillotine has fallen. We have up to 15 minutes to receive this report. Councillor Trevithan, chair of the electoral review working group, can ask you to present the report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As members will know, we'll soon be going through a review of the ward boundaries, which will take place over the next year. In total, 9 of 21 wards in Southwark are either 10% too large or 10% too small compared to the average. I think the most extreme example of that is with Cathedral's ward, which is currently 23% larger than the borough average, compared to some wards which are 18% low in terms of the size of electorate. And that means, in effect, unfortunately for the voters in Cathedral's ward, their votes are only worth about two-thirds what it is in one of the less populous wards. And that situation is only going to get more divergent as growth happens in our borough. Over the next 6 years, it's estimated that Cathedral's ward will grow to about 18,000 electors. That's over 1.5 times the size of what will be the average by then. Clearly, that's something that needs to be addressed. And that's why the Local Government Boundary Commission is carrying out a review, and why the local elections in 2018 will be on different boundaries to the ones that we know at the moment. The first stage of this review is for the Commission to consider what the number of councillors is right for our borough. They'll take that decision next month, and then they'll start taking submissions about what new boundaries might look like once they have taken that decision. But to inform that decision on size, this report that we're looking at this evening makes recommendations from the Leader of the Council about how you should write to the Commission to make a submission of what the right size of such a council should be. The report that we have today was put together by a working party, and I have to say again, in contrast to some of what's gone on this evening, it's actually a really good piece of cross-party working by councillors. So I'd like to thank councillors Al Samurai, Councillor Nodes, Councillor Mitchell, Councillor Soames and Councillor Polly for all their contributions to that work, that cross-party work. I'd also like to thank the council officers involved in the process of turning our thoughts and suggestions into what I believe is a well-reasoned and well-evidenced submission to the Commission. I think there are a number of aspects to the question we took into account. With all that regeneration, we estimate that the current 216,000 electors in Southwark will increase to 239,000 in 2021, just 6 years' time, an 11% increase. Compared to other local authorities, we were about average in terms of electors per member. That growth will clearly put us at the higher end of the scale. We also know that electors now expect faster and faster communications and responses from members. At the last review, 17 years ago, members quite often expected to take a leisurely 10 working days to respond to every query they got, and that really does feel like a fairly quaint notion nowadays. Southwark is also unique in England in that it's landlord for 30% of all our residents, and freehold for another 12%, and that additional role as landlord, as well as local authority, generate significant workload for councils to deal with, which isn't the case elsewhere to the same extent. And so it's also a diverse borough, one of the most diverse in the country. Reducing the number of members make it harder for the council to reflect that diversity in its representation. So all those factors suggest the pressure on the size of council might be upwards. However, in these times of financial constraint, we don't believe an increase would be appropriate, and we don't believe electors in the borough would understand the reasons for doing so. So given all of that, the report we have today is recommending that we keep 63 councils. We think that's the right number for Southwark. I hope that in the discussions that we have this evening, we can indicate some broad agreement for that, so we can make a clear statement to the leader for his submission of this policy to us. Thank you.
This report. Does any member wish to speak on the report? Councillor Nodes, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to really second Richard's comments and say that I think think it was a very consensual working party, a group, and it was a pleasure obviously to work with colleagues from across the council. And I'd also like to add my thanks obviously to the hard work of officers that turned our recommendations into a report. I think we had come to the right decision. I mean, we decided that there should be 63 councillors, we should retain that number. And I think we sort of balanced the, I think there were arguments that could be made that we should increase the number of councillors with things like a rising population in the borough, with the sort of challenges that we have in this borough around regeneration, about the fact that we have a massive housing stock. But I think, as Councillor Livingston said, I think we felt that we had to balance that against the fact that actually, there's real pressure on the council. The number of council staff are reducing, and I think for us at that time, therefore, to be suggesting that we should increase the number of councillors when the number of officers are going down, I think we've sent out the wrong signals. I think we're a borough of significant challenges and huge ambition. I mean, we have the largest council stock in London, we've got some of the biggest regeneration schemes, and obviously, new responsibilities being put onto us around public health. It was interesting, some of the stats that came out, it said that all councillors served on at least one committee, that 60 out of 63 served on at least two, and half of councillors served on three or more. We also, of course, saw they have a different setup in the sense that every councillor is on a committee and makes decisions, and that's reflected through our community councils. So, unlike many councils, every councillor is involved in decision making. There were some amazing stats around planning and licensing. The council made 11,218 planning decisions over the last 2 years, 194 of which came to committee, and 2,224 licensing applications, 78 which was considered by councillors. The average council reported, and I thank all members who responded, that they did about 19 meetings per month, taking up an average of 42 hours. We also have, I think we'd be proud of this, we have a diverse council group. We have 30% of the black and minority ethnic background, 43% are women, 14% are under 30, 38% are under 40, 13% are over 60, 28% have children caring responsibilities, and 57% work full time. And I think to reduce the amount of members would probably mean that would put that at risk. I think if members are to carry out all those different roles and to come from a diverse background, then I think it's really important that we maintain the 63 councillors we have. So I hope that we can all agree that this is a report that we should support and that recommendations are correct.
Said, do you wish to exercise your right to reply? You don't have to. Fantastic. I shall now go to the vote then. Those in favour of the report recommendations, please show. Thank you. Thank you. Now, those against? Abstentions? So the substantive is carried.